The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All the moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, currently in quarantine, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog, Vince.
Good morning.
Juan.
Good morning.
Okay, that you got me with that. I wasn't used to that.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I know, it's being so nice and cordial.
Yeah. Especially on April 19th as we record this, anniversary of both Jan Arino burning kids at Waco and the Oklahoma City bombing.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Well, on this week's show, we'll talk about WWE's Black Wednesday, protests at state capitals, Trump's reopen the country plan, government surveillance, the Bill Gates vaccine, the listener COVID updates, and much more. Top 10 list this week, songs with cities in the title. And we will answer your listener questions. How's everybody's lockdown going?
It hasn't been awful.
Less than tyrannical.
Yeah. It's been okay here. So, all right, let's get into TV news. And we're starting off with some sad news here. Danny Goldman. You probably don't know the name, but you are of a certain generation for sure. You know his voice. He was the voice of the one and only Brainy Smurf, passed away this week.
So there's just fucking voice actors this week? Damn.
Apparently. His acting credits go all the way back to 1963 when he was on General Hospital. He was in Young Frankenstein. He was a medical student who asked a question to Gene Wilder. He was on MASH and a couple other shows, but once he hit the Smurfs, that was pretty much it. So Brainy Smurf is no more, sadly. It wasn't the COVID, so. All right, next story here. Disney has introduced a male couple as the parents of two youngsters in its reboot of DuckTales. The show had previously only hinted about Violet's gay dads, but the season 3 opener left nothing to the imagination. It also revealed that Violet's dads have adopted her best friend, Lena. So, there you go.
What happened to cartoons with no agenda?
They were Asian and gave everybody epileptic seizures.
Oh yeah, they're called anime now.
They're you know, the good old days. Well, this joke from Conan O'Brien would have sucked even if he didn't tweet it out on Easter. It's just not funny. He said Trump says Jesus could have avoided crucifixion by taking hydroxychloroquine. People rightly online started complaining to him, asking if he was going to do a Muhammad joke during the, you know, Ramadan Bombathon. He never responded. But
you know what the worst part is? I know people that have gotten better using that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't understand.
They're trying to push. Well, it's not the vaccine. The vaccine's the big thing. But was it Hanks's wife? Whose name I cannot think of right
Rita
now.
Rita Wilson.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I tripped.
She took chloroquine.
Yes.
Yeah, she took regular chloroquine. She didn't take hydroxychloroquine. There's a big fucking difference. Chloroquine will make you go blind if you take too much of it. That's the problem.
Last thing for TV news, because things are thin this week. A new report confirms that J.J. Abrams is going into the DC comic universe. This is for HBO Max. It will be a series. We're getting Justice League Dark.
Oh my god, no. No, he finished destroying Star Wars. Now he's coming for DC Comics.
This will be done through his Bad Robot production company and Warner Brothers TV group. This also confirms that Guillermo del Toro's plan for a Justice League Dark movie is dead. It is not clear who Abrams will assemble to write, direct, and produce the project. So,
good lord. It's like the Grim Reaper meme where he goes through all the doors and then he reaches one And he fucking opens it and somebody's in it, and J.J. Abrams just runs away.
I really hope he doesn't direct, because I really don't want Lens Flare Batman.
I really don't want Lens Flare No, actually, I don't want Kay Constantine. Or anything.
Yeah, so.
I bet that Jew works on a Saturday.
I would go home on sundown.
All right, liberal activist and actress, all this is in quotes, Alyssa Milano popped her head back up this week and posted a PSA on Thursday warning Americans to quit buying guns in response to the corona pandemic, saying that the massive uptick in gun sales could lead to dire consequences. She said, Americans bought over 2 million firearms in March, over a million more than this time last year. We have to keep each other safe by social distancing and washing our hands and not bringing dangerous firearms into our homes. I know they're all scared and really stressed out during these uncertain times, but that's exactly why stockpiling weapons could have dire consequences for our own personal safety and those around us.
Yeah, not that the country's got everybody in lockdown saying you can't do this and can't do that, right?
Yeah. You know, the weapons that people are buying today could end up being used in households, schools, churches, bars, and on our streets in the future. So we all have to look out for each other. Please, please, please share this video and help stop the coronavirus gun surge. You know, all these kids are being homeschooled right now, and there ain't been one school shooting. Just want to point that out for the people in the back of the auditorium. Anything to push your stupid freedom taken agenda, right?
I can't wait for the gun to shoot me.
I'll tell you what, the one's been sitting over here for quite a long time, still ain't shot me. I even yelled at it the other day, still didn't shoot me. It's amazing.
You wish you were a Ruger.
All right, it has been confirmed that Sam Raimi will be directing Doctor Strange 2. Bruce Campbell has already been trying to finagle that he's saying he wants a role in the movie.
Yeah, he can be Doctor Strange, like I wanted all before, all along.
Yeah. He says he wants to be a villain, so. Who knows? Speaking of the Crimson Chin there, Kevin Smith took to Twitter and said that he is writing page 75 of the Mallrats sequel, about to enter Act 3, but then he said, he has written a heartbreaking scene for Michael Rooker and a show-stopping monologue for Bruce Campbell. So Bruce Campbell will be in Twilight of the Mallrats.
Yippee.
I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah. As long as it's not a stoner movie. He needs to really not smoke pot while he is supposed to be working. Do it during your podcast. Don't do it during your movie stuff.
Yeah, no shit.
That'll work. Oh, hey, Paris Jackson, Michael's alleged daughter, continues to expand her acting resume with a bold new role opposite Bella Thorne in an upcoming indie movie, Habit. Bella Thorne will portray a girl with a Jesus fetish who masquerades as a nun to escape a drug deal gone bad. Apparently the film's already shot, it's in post, but it's only came out now that Paris Jackson's role has been revealed. Any guess who she's playing?
Okay, who?
Jesus.
Yippee.
Because, you know, they won't do it with Muhammad.
Christians need to start blowing shit up. I'm sorry, did I say that loud?
What day is today? 419? Thank God nobody in Oklahoma listens. All right, last thing, sadly, for movie news this week, Brian Dennehy passed away. Career spanned 5 decades, best known for his roles in First Blood, the Rambo movie, Death of a Salesman, and, of course, Big Tom Callahan and Tommy Boy. He won Golden Globe in 2001. He won Tony Awards for Death of a Salesman. If you grew up in the 80s and 90s, this guy was in probably every movie.
And he seemed like a jerk in every movie.
Yeah, he played that really well. When I saw he died, I'm like, please somebody put the Keech in a bubble. We can't lose the Keech too.
Yeah, well, I got a feeling the Keech is going here pretty soon.
Hush your mouth. How dare you?
How dare you?
All right, that's it for movie news. Comic book news this week. There is actually some news, some good news. Diamond Comic Distributors sent a letter to retailers and publishers. It says they are wanting to start back up distribution in mid to late May. DC then came out on Friday and announced that, fuck that, we will begin shipping new single issues to comics and participating local stores on April 28th. DC is going to use two different distributors, one for the east half of the country, one for the west. Go to their website, dccomics.com, and see if your local shop will be getting books and when delivered. Also, they're moving Comic Book Day from Wednesday to Tuesday. So, there you go.
Well, now that they've got the numbers back and they're all low.
Yeah. Last thing, Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, has been canceled for the first time in its 51-year history. They do have plans to come back in 2021.
Yippee.
To be fair, it has not been a Comic-Con in quite some time.
It's just been a media-con.
Right, it's TV and movies mostly, so.
Emphasis on the con.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
All right. No recommendations for books coming out this week because nothing shipped. So
I'd like to have the Terrifics.
I would too. That's the one book I miss. So, all right. Let's go to wrestling news this week. A couple days after being called an essential business by the governor of Florida, WWE held Black Wednesday and cut a ton of people, which makes no sense because the company is still projected to make $1 billion in profit this fiscal year.
That's insane. How?
Saudi money.
No.
That's it. I mean, they're literally hanging on by a strand. I mean, I'm pretty sure they've got problems if they're firing all these people, especially after the XFL.
Well, that was supposedly separate, but who knows, really. But here's the list of people who was released.
That was not separate.
I know. Kurt Angle, Heath Slater, Rusev, but not Lana. Zack Ryder, Eric Young, Kurt Hawkins, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson, Leo Rush, EC3, Drake Maverick, Aiden English, Sarah Logan, Mike and Maria Kanellis, Eric Rowan, Epico and Primo, No Way Jose, 30-year employee referee Mike Chioda, behind the scenes, Andrea Listenerberger, a writer, Josiah Williams, who did their digital for NXT, producers who have been released or furloughed, Billy Kidman, Mike Rotundo, Fit Finley, Pat Buck, Sean Devari, Scott Armstrong, Sarah Stock, who you may remember as Sarita from TNA. She was furloughed or released. Hurricane Helms, Lance Storm, which sucks because he closed down his damn training school in Canada and moved to Orlando within the last 4 months, and then they fire him.
So everybody's going to go to AEW now. Is that what you're saying?
Either that or they're not going to go anywhere. They're just going to go back to being themselves.
Well, but I have a thing on that here. NXT releases Tanara Conti, Tino Sabatelli, Cesar Bonny, Dan Matha, MJ Jenkins, Deonna Purrazzo, Alexander Jacksick, Mars Wang, ring announcer John Quasto.
Wang.
Interviewer Alyssa Miles. I can't even try that. That's one of those Egyptian names. A couple Saudis whose names I can't do. Edgar Lopez. Do what?
Was it one of the fucking Daivari guys?
No, it wasn't Daivari. It was one of the ones they signed from Saudi to make the Saudis happy.
Never mind then.
Marcus Gomes, who was a jiu-jitsu guy. Yifeng, one of the Chinese signees. Chinese signees, sorry. it's been reported that Cassius Ohno has also been released. NXT coaches Kendo Cashin, Ace Steele, Serena Deeb have also been released. There may be more, but that's the list I have as now. Released WWE talent are still under their 90-day non-compete. NXT people have a 30-day non-compete. It's come out that if WWE cut its dividend to owners, which largely go to Vince McMahon himself, in half, the savings would pay for every single cut wrestler and agent's money for 2 years and 2 months. If they cut dividend completely, it would last for 4 years and 4 months. So they have the money. So.
Well, they have the money, just not for you.
Right. Los Angeles is set to be the site of next year's WrestleMania, but that is in doubt, as LA Times reports that an internal Los Angeles Fire Department email, the mayor has indicated that large gatherings such as concerts and sporting events may not be improved in the city until at least the middle to end of next year. So that would mean WrestleMania in March moved again. So,
that's a crock of shit. They don't know that.
Well, LA wants to clamp down on you.
They want the money from the government is what they want.
Yeah. Sad to report that WWE announced that Howard Finkel had passed away at age of 69. Simply, he was the best ring announcer in history. And if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have Bruce Buffer and UFC do the whole and new or and still during after title matches. That came from Howard way back in the day. He was the first employee of WWF. Actually, I think it was through Titan Sports way, way back in the day. But
God damn it, fucking Howard. Where the hell were you last year when I had you in the Deadpool?
Yep. We've had our first wrestler die from the COVID. Black Demon, an indie luchador from Mexico, passed away at age 39 this week. So, but how about some good news here to finish off wrestling? Roman Reigns revealed that his wife is pregnant with twins for the second time. They already have 3 kids, including a twin set of boys who were born in 2016.
I'll tell you what, that guy, he's a Superman.
Well, he's Aquaman, but yeah. Apparently, there's a rumor that he's not even supposed to be mentioned on WWE TV right now because they're mad about him pulling out of WrestleMania. So,
well, he's got leukemia.
Yeah, I'd be like, fuck you, I ain't doing it. I ain't getting sick.
I ain't going to die.
I do the whole Dave Chappelle, I'm rich, bitch, honk, honk type of thing.
Damn right. Go home and fucking spend your life with your goddamn kids.
Yeah.
Jesus All Christ. Right.
Go to sports news this week. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott was investigated by police. I ain't even drinking today yet. Holy Christ.
Not yet.
Yet. It's still early. Because apparently he had a birthday party for a friend at his house, and there were 30 people in attendance, so somebody snitched to the cops. Cops showed up, said that they received a report of a potential party. The officer was unable to verify the report of a party. He just reminded the resident of the current guidelines to social distancing.
Yeah, and they told the cop to suck a dick. We can do what we want.
Yeah. He said, bitch, don't you know I'm the Cowboys quarterback?
Bitch, don't you know we've got a freedom of assembly?
Yeah, to do whatever we want. Well, yeah, we'll get to that. Former NASCAR star Kyle Larson was suspended indefinitely by NASCAR and without pay by Chip Ganassi Racing on Monday for using a racial slur on a live stream during a virtual race.
Chinkinpox.
No, not that one.
Kulikov.
No, not that one.
Damn it.
He was competing in an iRacing event last Sunday night when he appeared to lose communication on his headset and with his spotter. During a check of his microphone, he said, "You can't hear me," followed by the N-word. We are extremely disappointed by what Kyle said last night during an iRacing event. The words he chose to use are offensive and unacceptable, according to Chip Ganassi Racing. As of this moment, we are suspending him without pay while we work through this situation with all appropriate parties.
Is he white?
Larson is half Japanese. His grandparents actually spent time in an internment camp in California.
Well,
He climbed from short track racing through NASCAR's Drive for Diversity program. He is the only driver of Japanese descent to win a major NASCAR race. It has come out now that Larson has been fired by Ganassi Racing. They came out the next day and fired him. So other drivers on the that were doing the event with him said, "Kyle, you're talking to everybody, bud." So
damn, yeah. Nigga.
Yeah, then you're fired. So last thing for sports news, Denver Broncos star Von Miller has tested positive for the Rona, Super Bowl MVP's agent confirmed the diagnosis. He is resting at home and in good spirits. So there you go.
80% asymptomatic rate.
What is it, a 98.5% not get it or recover?
Yeah.
Something like that.
What's the other word? The Stanford University did a test of 3,300 people and found 50 to 85% had already had the, they've already got the antibodies for it.
So they've already been sick with it.
Yeah. Didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got for sports. Vince, I know there's quite a few video game things.
There is. And you caught me off guard. We're usually not this fast.
Well, I'm usually not having so many technical problems. If this sounds like crap, ladies and gentlemen, it's my fault. My stuff is so jacked up this week. It's all on me.
The first one, another voice actor, Resident Evil 2 voice actor Paul Haddad has passed away. He was best known for playing Leon S. Kennedy in the Resident Evil games.
Yeah, Leon got it.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't think it was the Rona.
He got the T-virus.
Yeah, it was the T-virus.
Was it the T? Fucking T-virus.
It was Tyrant going, stars.
Yeah. God damn it, dude. That got me. He got the T-virus. another one that hit pretty close to home and the boy damn near broke down.
Oh, this one sucked.
Rick May, the voice of the soldier in Team Fortress 2, has died. Rick May, a voice actor best known to PC gamers for his portrayal of the gruff-talking soldier in Team Fortress 2, has died after contracting COVID-19. He did have some other health problems, but that really just did it.
Exacerbated.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done a bunch of other stuff, too, but he's best known for Team Fortress 2.
I love that you sent me that video, and it was fantastic.
I've done nothing but send bread for the last 3 days.
What's in the bread? Tumors. How long do we have to live? 3 days.
You want the bucket?
Yes, I want the bucket. Yeah, Vince will send me the link again, and I'll put it in the Facebook group.
Yeah,
so everybody can actually get the joke this time.
Yeah, Team Fortress. And just as like clockwork, everybody playing Team Fortress this weekend or this week has been the goddamn soldier.
Yep.
Everybody and their fucking dog has been the soldier. And it's just, you step out of your fucking base and you just get bombarded with missiles.
Yes.
Like, really?
I hate you, spy.
all right. That's all I got. It's sad. All
right. Yeah, the only thing I got for music is this came out late last night. Bassist Matthew Siegelman, words, I'm not good, passed away due from the Rona. He was with the Soft Boys. He was with the Thompson Twins. He worked with Chrissy Hynde, David Bowie, Morrissey. Yeah, he was 64. So
damn.
That's all I got for music news. Apparently, the Lady Gaga thing was last night, where they had the big "We're All One World." And
oh, did you watch any of that?
Hell to the no!
I was watching Svengoolie, and between commercials, I was flipping through the channels, I saw the Stones for a second, and then I flipped the channel, and then Michael Obama was on there.
Oh,
and then somebody, and then I saw Laura Bush and. I was like, really?
I would rather listen to 3 hours of the Price is Right yodeling guy going up the mountain.
Oh, dude!
Yeah, see? Yeah. 3 hours on loop, I would rather have that. But apparently they did raise, trying to find it here, $125 million, something like that.
For a vaccine.
Yeah, probably. I think it's supposed to go to the healthcare workers. $127.9 million in commitments to date, support of healthcare workers. So,
oh, healthcare workers that are fucking twerking on TikTok?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, those?
They keep doing dances. How about the ones that are getting their hours cut that are still actually doing essential work, but getting their hours cut are the ones that have been laid off because the rest of the hospital's not open.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not buying it.
Yeah. So, all right. Vince, we need a song of the week, and we're not going to do the yodeling. I promise.
God damn it. I want to now.
Well, you could lead with it and then go into a real song. So we'll come up with something cheery. And when we come back from plugging our friends and me trying not to kill my microphone,
that ain't no shit. It
will be time for our top 10 list, songs with cities in the title.
Of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's top buster, the bars are temples, but free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster, and if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore, it's soon as that you beat it. You'll be looking at the ball, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town. You're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok can the tough guys crumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next.
Siam's gonna be the witness to the ultimate test of cerebral fitness. This grips me more than would a muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, the Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Excuse me. Time for our top 10 list this week. Songs with cities in the title. Vince, you said this was an easy list for you?
It was an easy list for me.
Well, then start us off there with your number 10.
Detroit Rock City, Kiss.
Ooh.
Higher on the list.
That's a good one. But you had a good one there.
It's all right.
All right. Juan.
London Calling by The Clash.
Ah, yes. That's higher on my list. My number 10, I'm a homer, I'll admit it. So give me the Ataris with Anderson, since that's where we're from, or where I'm from, and where Chris Rowe's from, the singer. So, and of course, it's about how horrible the people are from there. So,
it's true.
It was true then. It's horrible more now. So, all right, number 9.
Okie from Muskogee.
I wondered if that was going to be on your list. I'm so proud of you,
Merle Haggard.
Damn right. All right, Juan.
Viva Las Vegas by Elvis.
Higher on the list.
Higher on the list. Yep. I have Mark Cohn, Walking in Memphis.
Nice.
Number 8.
Woodstock, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I didn't even think of that one. That's a good one. All right. Juan?
New York Group by Ace Frehley.
Another one that I hadn't thought of. Give me Dropkick Murphys, Shipping Up to Boston.
They're not flogging Molly.
Yeah, that's true. All right, number seven.
L.A. Woman, The Doors.
Okay, Juan.
L.A. Woman by The Doors.
Oh, that yours too?
Yeah.
Nice. You guys are on the same wavelength.
Hell yeah, we are. Look at us.
I'm a little scared. Trying to outnumber me. I see how this goes.
Both of us put together couldn't make you.
Right.
Physically.
Oh, hey, the fat joke, you bald
joke.
How's that hairline?
Yeah, it's still there. Ask my brother.
No, I'd rather not get killed. My number seven, give me the Beastie Boys, No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
I don't have that.
Ah, that surprises me.
I didn't.
All right, number six.
Galveston, Glenn Campbell.
I have the other Glenn Campbell hire, so.
I got that one, too.
I figured, damn it. All right, Juan, you're number six.
Are you going to San Francisco?
You did, and now you got the HIV. Yeah.
Shit on your feet.
Yeah, make sure you don't slip on the shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better wear a hazmat suit, not just for the corona. Yeah. All right. My number six. Yes, it is an actual city from Indiana. Give me the Beach Boys with Kokomo.
Yeah, but it's not about Kokomo, Indiana.
I don't care. It counts.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't take this from me, damn it. Number five.
Pleasant Valley Sunday, The Monkees. Also in Indiana.
I thought you were going to go with the other Monkees one.
So. I got that one, too.
God. Very nice. All right, one, number five.
Detroit Rock City by Kiss.
This is where I got Elvis with Viva Las Vegas. Number four.
This is where I have Viva Las Vegas by Mr. Presley.
Very nice. Juan, you're number four.
Number four is Sunrise in Tokyo by Tokyo Blade.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
It's a goddamn obscure British heavy metal band.
I like that one a lot.
You know what I didn't have on here? One Night in Bangkok.
I wondered if that was going to be your number one. I thought that was your number one. My number four, I'm sure this didn't make Vince's list. Give me NWA with Straight Outta Compton.
didn't make my list.
Number three.
My number three, Wichita Lineman.
How could I have forgotten it was Straight Outta Compton?
I don't know. What's your number three there, Juan?
Like a crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube, my number three is Sweet Home, Alabama.
Not a city, but I'll allow it.
It's a state.
I know. But it's right. Only a fucking city because it's boarded off because of all the inbreeding.
Three is where I have London Calling by The Clash. So number two.
Last Train to Clarksville, The Monkees.
There's the other one. I knew it.
There's the other one.
You Peter Tork fanboy.
I love the Monkees. Shut up.
I know you do. All right. Juan, what's your number two?
Blind in Texas by Wasp. I was running out of fucking song, so I decided to pick it. The lyrics have the cities.
There's no Striper on your list? No Flotsam and Jetsam?
No.
All right. Number two is where I got Wichita Lineman, the man, Glenn Campbell. Number one, Vince.
My number one, The Night Chicago Died, Paper Lace.
Ooh.
I heard my mama cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one, Juan.
I guess. Fuck. My
mom. Oh, God.
Fuck. I guess. Fuck.
That's how our technical issues have been this week. Yes.
Yeah. I guess me and Vince agreed on the city because my number one is Sweet Home Chicago.
Also, my number one, I have Blues Brothers with Sweet Home Chicago.
Yeah.
So. Fantastic. All
fuck
right.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Listener fuck picks. Chicago. Well, there's a bunch of listener picks. This is great.
Shit.
Jay, Jay Baca comes in with Walking in Memphis, Amarillo by Mooring by the King George Strait, Santa Fe from the Rent soundtrack, London Calling by the Clash, Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys. Gina comes in with Detroit Rock City. Snowy comes in with Venom's 1,000 Days in Sodom. Tony says the list doesn't matter because number 1 through 10 is New York, New York by Sinatra.
You're fucking crazy.
Snowy comes back with Witch Cross's Night Flight to Tokyo. Very good pick there. Then he comes in with London Calling. Roboto comes in with Paradise City. I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Cashmere. LaGrange, ZZ Top. New York State of Mind, Billy Joel. Rio, Duran Duran.
Another one. I totally forgot.
Yeah. Kokomo with the Beach Boys. Christmas Eve in Sarajevo by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Aaron comes in with, I don't know how this did not make Vince's list. Ooh, Werewolves of London.
Bob.
Warren Zevon.
God damn it. I forgot Warren Zevon.
Last Train to Clarksville. The Monkees. Stockholm by Jason Isbell. Hopkinsville by Daryl Scott. Statesboro Blues by the Allman Brothers. Up on Cripple Creek by the Band. Shambhala by Three Dog Night. Jackson by Johnny Cash. New York, New York, Ryan Adams. Nashville Skyline, Bob Dylan. Honorable mention to Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, just because the green field is in the song. Kim comes in with We Built This City. I'll allow it. Fuck it.
I'll allow it.
Handsome Dan comes in with One Night in Bangkok. Streets of Philadelphia. Omaha by the County Crows. Jackson by Cash. Atlantic City by Springsteen. Raining in Baltimore by County Crows. Paradise City, I'll allow it. Guns N' Roses. L.A. Woman, The Doors. I Took a Pill in Ibiza by Mike Posner. And Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues.
Oh, that's nice.
That is very nice. Thank you, everybody, for sending in those. We usually get a lot of listener picks when it comes to music questions. So we do not have any listener COVID updates. I imagine everybody's still in lockdown, so there you go. So hopefully you are surviving well. So let's get to listener questions. Handsome Dan would like to know, there's an error on your stimulus check. With the extra money you receive, you decide to start your own wrestling promotion. Of everybody that was just released, what 5 do you choose as must-haves for your company? Can be active or non-active wrestlers, behind the scenes, or other personnel.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? I mean, that list of guys, the only people... They fired Rusev, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I'd hire him, let's see.
I'd hire Kurt Angle.
Yep.
No, Kurt Angle, I mean...
Kurt Angle would be my on-screen authority figure.
Yeah.
Don't have him wrestle.
I was about to say that. What's he going to do? Be a GM?
Yep.
Yeah, why not?
Give me EC3. Good Lord. He was so misused. So Rusev, Kurt Angle, EC3. Give me Gallows and Anderson. I'd be happy with that 5.
No, they're going to Japan.
Well, yeah, but this is you starting your own company.
Actually, you know what? Let's actually talk about what would actually happen, which is most of these guys would either get picked up by EW or they get picked up by New Japan.
Yeah, I saw Chuck Taylor came out and put a tweet after everybody got fired. He goes, I'm so getting fired from AEW. So,
yeah.
All right. Handsome Dan's next question. It's not an FMK. It is a you, your best friend, your worst enemy. Which gets what? A one-night stand with Charlie Sheen, tap water from Flint, Michigan, or cocktails with Bill Cosby?
Oh, I'll take the cocktails with Bill Cosby. My worst enemy gets Charlie Sheen, and the other one gets the tap water from Flint.
Yeah, I'll go with Vince's because I think Bill Cosby's innocent.
Yeah, I think that's how I'll go because that, yeah. Yeah, that seems about right.
He gave me roofies 30 years ago. Do you have proof? Nope.
Guilty.
You're going to jail.
Can't let him out because of COVID because he's dangerous. Yeah. Chris would like to know, what do you think the odds are this Michigan thing ends up with Governor Whitmer's head on a pike?
You know, that's been going around the chans, purely hypothetical, of course.
Yes, of course. 70-30.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, a lot of people are very upset. I'm trying to word it smartly.
Well, and then you had Trump the other day. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. This is the first time I thought, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? Where he said he wanted Virginia to pretty much fight back because they're losing their Second Amendment rights.
It was Virginia, Minnesota, and Michigan? Was it those three states that he said to... He actually used the word liberate.
Yeah, but the one specifically for Virginia...
Yeah, because the Second Amendment thing.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
Here we go, boys.
What the fuck are you doing?
Spicy time, let's go.
Yeah, he's just passing every law so that nobody can fucking challenge him.
No, they're trying to. Let's see, Chris's thing here...
But what he doesn't realize is that we all have the guns.
Well, that's what he was saying. That's what he was alluding to.
Yeah. That's what made it a little frightening. All right, Chris's next thing here. He says, I am being hypothetical. Totally hypothetical. Suggesting otherwise is false. The people of Michigan seem to be getting very upset. Should anyone in Michigan be listening? They are. Eliminate any notion that this is a serious proposition. He's giving himself all these disclaimers. What do you think of the historical precedent set by countries, societies, civilizations, etc., that have used extreme violence on despot politicians, rulers, and governors? At what point does the risk of government reprisal become a reasonable price to pay for the benefit of cowing under overreaching regimes and pulling back on the tyranny throttle?
The small price to pay of government reprisal is always a small price to pay in exchange for the extended period of liberty that you will have forever after that person dies mysteriously of a gunshot wound.
See, that's what worries me, man. That's it's built into the Constitution,
though. They've already said, you know, hey, if the government becomes too tyrannical, it's your responsibility to. You know,
take
control of
things. Yeah.
And then, okay, I found the exact quote from Trump: "Liberate Virginia and save your great Second Amendment. It is under siege."
Yeah.
Look, it's either that or you incrementally lose your rights, any rights, be them free speech or gun rights.
Yeah. So it's getting
bad.
Yeah. I do worry that you're going to turn on the news and you're going to be like, here's the shooting or here's the this or and it's going to kick off. And I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, and CNN has been locked down because of somebody mm-hmm. walked in. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I got shit to do tomorrow. Don't be doing it. All right. Handsome Dan would like to know, would you guys consider adding a weekly segment in which you give the current numbers on COVID? Yeah, we can do that. Vince, can you pull those up? I'll go into the next question. All right, sweet. We'll start it right now, Dan. All for you. He would then also like to know, this is a video game question, so it's your guys's. All popular gaming mascots have been removed from the earth and everyone's memory, including yours. There are three possibilities left for you to choose from upon which to build the next video game empire. Your choices are... Gex, Bonk, or Bubsy? Which do you use?
Bonk.
I choose death.
Always choose death, Necro Butcher. That's a good wrestling joke, and I bet you two people got it.
Right.
That's a really good reference.
Yes, it is. I would probably use... The only one I really know is Gex of those three.
Bonk. Bonk's Adventures from TurboGrafx.
Okay. Yeah. Bubsy was a cat, right?
Yes.
Okay, Bonk. Yeah. My brother used to play Gex all the time. That's how I remembered that one.
Nice.
Tony would like to know, and apparently, because Tony usually asks the crazy questions, but apparently if you give Tony enough marinara, lubes his internal systems, and he can ask hard-hitting questions like his name was Handsome Dan.
Oh, my.
Yes. Oh, Tony would like to know, how do you balance the diminishing constitutional rights against the health and safety of the population at large? Protests have been popping up. Even Candace Owens came out against the quarantine as a violation of right to assembly. So the question is, how do you balance losing your rights against the health and safety?
You don't.
You don't. You tell people, wash your fucking hands, stay far away, wear the fucking mask, and quarantine everybody that's sick.
And that's the thing. You'd have to have businesses online with that. If you aren't comfortable with going to work and catching shit because, well, of this, then your place of employment needs to really say, okay, we get it. You've been sick. You don't want to catch it. You've got, well, you can stay home. You can work from home. If that's what you want, we can accommodate that. The federal government isn't supposed to be our daddy.
Right.
That's not the way it's built. And even the states are supposed to have all the power.
Yeah, the whole 10th Amendment thing's kind of important.
I don't know.
Tell that to the politicians, because they don't seem to very much care.
Well there's your problem, politicians. Well,
aren't they supposed to have a stockpile? And I read somewhere that, like New York, for example, they had a stockpile.
Mm-hmm.
But they're supposed to check on it yearly. Okay, what do we need? Okay, this has gone bad. We need to buy more, you know.
Right.
They didn't have a stockpile. And now that shit has happened, they're fucked and like, oh my God, we need this shit. And the government's like, you were supposed to have this shit.
Yeah. What your have you FEMA been doing with the tax money?
Right. You were supposed to have this shit for this reason.
Yeah. But when it comes to diminishing constitutional rights against health and safety, man, you ain't taking no rights, no freedom. That's because once you start taking them, then you're going to lose them all. That's just how I think. So.
And I'm not taking no goddamn vaccine.
Hell to the no. We'll come up with that here a little bit later. His next question here, any thoughts on Nancy Pelosi's twin $24,000 refrigerators in light of the fact that a few months ago, she said that a $1,000 check to Americans was a pittance? Yeah, she had her Marie Antoinette let them eat cake moment yesterday. Did you see this?
Hypocrisy and probably really, really piss poor timing, but she's really incredibly fucking dumb, so.
Yeah, she's fucking Skeletor, dude, straight
well,
up.
Well, I did see that Washington, D.C. has upped their National Guard by 10,000.
Yeah, I got that story coming up soon. But yeah,
she was dumb.
Talking about her $13 a pint ice cream and her $24,000 twin refrigerators and freezers. And I'm like, people are struggling to fucking pay the rent.
You know, the nicest ice cream I get is those little Bluebell, Brown Bunny. The Brown Bunny. Is that the little tubs? I like those.
It just goes to show how detached they all are.
Yeah, I think that more than anything, it just shows they're out of touch. Man, now I want lemon Oreo ice cream. God dang it.
Oh, I was thinking about, I thought you were going to say Chloe Svegany.
Yeah, Brown Bunny.
Yeah.
That's a great movie scene. No, I was thinking the mug with lemon Oreo ice cream. So. All right, Tony's next question. Aren't you tired of all the Hollywood types and musical idiots doing concerts from home? I know I am. If the three of you were to perform one of these celebrity sing-along shows on network TV, come up with a set list. What songs would you do? Bonus if you play any musical instruments on them. I would probably do Battle Hymn of the Republic. Dixie.
My eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo.
Elvis's American Trilogy. Yeah, I would be not allowed on their TV.
No.
One,
no.
I know sing good. But yes, they need to stop with the concerts from home. The Opry down here still puts on shows every week. They just show it on TV. There's just no fans in the thing. So,
right.
I mean, you can still fucking do them right. All right.
Yeah, we know you're rich.
Yeah, we get it.
Now, do you want me to do this worldometer thing?
Yes. Do you have the numbers, sir?
Yeah, this is the worldometers.info/coronavirus. You can look up, and it's real time. Currently in the world, there's 2,360,556 cases. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
161,998 deaths and 607,039 recovered. Of those, 1 million. Of those, almost 1,600,000 currently infected patients, 1,536,974 are in mild condition, and 54,545 are in serious or critical condition. So 97% of those infected are in mild condition. It's just a cold or a flu.
Right.
So,
and that numbers even include the fudged numbers from China.
That's correct.
And tests are taking upwards of 2 to 3 weeks to come back in some cases.
That's correct.
So these numbers, even though they say current, could be 2 weeks ago.
But the flu has disappeared because, well, they're lumping flu in with this. So
they're also lumping pneumonia in with it. So okay. All right, let's get to Did You See This? And, oh, this was sent in instantly. Microsoft just took down their commercial featuring Satanist Maria Abramovic, and they had the comments turned off on the video. They had 24,000 dislikes. It's been fully deleted from YouTube. This was the spirit cooking woman admitted Satanist. It was for some project called The Life, in which the commercial says that it would let her live on forever digitally. And I saw this and I'm like, what in the fuck?
Microsoft.
Yeah. Just what?
Yeah, Bill Gates, man.
That, yeah, there is your answer. It's like, I don't even need to wear the mask now.
That guy fucked up 496,000 children.
Is this the Africans?
No, it's the India.
Yeah. Oh, the Indians.
He left a bunch of people sterile.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he gave a bunch of them polio too, right?
Yeah.
And they sued him and they won. Meaning they proved that the guy was like testing this shit for the name of his own fucking it's a foundation, but it's basically a fucking enterprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not taking your fucking vaccine, you cocksucker. Eat a dick.
All right. Next thing that was sent in here, Michelle Obama. You know, Hirsch came out in an interview and said that individuals around the globe accept that her husband, Barack, is the leader of the world. Which apparently means there are dumb people everywhere.
Jesus Christ, that guy. That fucking guy.
Yeah. All right, what else here? Nancy Pelosi, Skeletor, back again, announced a bipartisan oversight panel to oversee the Trump administration's response to the Wu flu that said it will be done in the, quote, here and now. Pelosi said the committee was not about investigating the administration. It was more about making sure every dollar was spent well. But then Adam Schiff came out. You know him. He's the one that did the whole impeachment trial thing that failed miserably. He went on MSNBC last Sunday to confirm that his committee, too, is conducting their own real-time oversight of Trump, which sounds like an investigation. So they're going to try to get in with the "you didn't respond right, we're bringing charges, we're going to try to impeach you that way."
Oh, yeah, so, that boogaloo you guys were talking about? Yeah, here it is.
Yeah. More coronavirus lockdown backlash, this time Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh, these motherfuckers. As protesters from the group Reopen NC rallied in opposition to the governor's stay-at-home order, calling it an unconstitutional overreach that will kill the state's small businesses, one protester was charged with violating the order, a 51-year-old woman that's seen in a video being taken away by police. She told the police, "I have a right to peacefully assemble." She was still taken away and arrested. Raleigh police then later tweeted that protesting is, quote, a non-essential activity.
You want a boogaloo? That's how you get a boogaloo.
No, guys, that's not
essential. Yeah, it's not essential, huh?
The boogaloo got canceled because it's not essential.
If you enforce the rule of tyrants, you for there in turn become the tyrant. Just remember that.
Damn, that's some shit.
Yeah. Elizabeth, New Jersey. State and city leaders work to figure out how to reopen everyday life. Some places are looking to technology to make that happen. Cities like Elizabeth are developing drones with automated voice messages. We've had those stories. In Connecticut, the mayor announced they'll be using them to monitor the city's trails and parks, but some new drones that are going to be coming out and being tested soon will be equipped not only with cameras, but high-tech sensors that can determine if you are sick or not social distancing down below. You'll be seeing this very soon, says the CEO of Dragonfly, the oldest commercial drone company. It says they're developing pilot drone programs across the country this month, including one in the tri-state New York area. What these cameras can do is actually detect fever, which is very different than detecting temperature. They can detect sneezing. They can detect your heart rate, your respiratory rate. They can also detect social distancing.
Are they bulletproof?
Number nine birdshot? Situation where there's a crowd and you want to determine what's the infection rate of the crowd, if they're practicing social distancing. New York Civil Liberties Union said there are concerns with the technology could be used improperly.
Holy, wait, did you say Civil Liberties?
Yeah, surprising.
Are they out talking now?
Surprisingly, yes.
That is a goddamn miracle.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, so these drones are going to be scanning your body. Coming soon to your area.
Are they bulletproof?
No. That's all you need to know. By the way, you were talking about the vaccine and them suing Gates back in the day.
Yes.
Any vaccine developed for COVID-19 will be liability-free due to the PREP Act, which provides complete immunity from liability for loss relating to or resulting from any product used to prevent or treat illness during a public health emergency.
Lol, good luck with that.
So they've given Gates his legal out. The organizers of a protest against New Jersey's stay-at-home order is facing a criminal charge. Kim Pagan of Toms River was charged Friday following the small but noisy demonstration in front of the State House in Trenton. New Jersey police arrested her for violating the stay-at-home order issued by the governor. Pagan has to answer to the charge in municipal court. Violations of the emergency order can constitute a disorderly person's offense, carrying a potential sentence of 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
Yippee.
A German medical lawyer who criticized the coronavirus lockdown was arrested and taken to a psychiatric ward, where she says she was violently abused by the authorities. Beate Bonner, her lawyer did a press release on the 3rd of April decrying the German lockdown. She did a press release on the 3rd decrying the lockdown laws as unconstitutional, infringing on fundamental rights of citizens. Shortly after that, she called for a nationwide protest on Easter Sunday to end the tyranny at once. On April 13th, she called her sister from the psychiatric hospital after she said that she was suspiciously followed by a car. She asked other motorists to call the police, only for the police to show up, handcuff her, push her to the ground with massive force, driven to a psychiatric facility where she says she was treated like a terrorist. The lawyer was charged with her incitement yesterday, and her attorney sounding the alarm bell over her treatment.
What else did they charge her for? Bolshevism? Undermining the Nazi regime? Was that too
Germany? Sick? No, that's about... Man, they're... Take you to the psych ward. You don't believe what we say. You must be crazy.
Bunch of bullshit.
The mayor of Auburn, California, announced his plan to resign after sparking outrage comparing Trump's supporters with the Klan. Sure. California locked down to stop the spread. Mayor William Kirby shared a Facebook post that included a photograph of KKK members in white hoods with the caption, "Good news for Trump supporters is that most of them already have masks." On Monday, several residents raised concerns during a virtual city council meeting. His remarks were called hateful, degrading, bigoted, and more consistent with the mentality of a 15-year-old. Some agreed 100% with his assessment. He addressed the controversy after several voicemails from residents were played. I spent 40 years dedicating my life to service of the community of Auburn as a physician and through my volunteer efforts. Am I perfect? No. We're all a little bit flawed. Later in the thing, he said that the president has put us all at risk, and then he addressed the controversy. He announced that he would be resigning during the next city council meeting on the 27th. You like Trump, you must be in the Klan. You dumbasses, you've never even met anybody in the Klan.
Yippee, I'm in the Klan.
You'd be the first brown guy in the Klan.
Yeah. You're a trailblazer.
I think they'd be down with that.
You want to join the Klan? Yeah, where are you from? Puerto Rico.
Okay. Can you get us helicopters?
Yeah, yes? Where's my fucking helicopter?
You're in.
This is a more progressive Klan.
Yes. I swear to God, we have been talking about helicopters for the last 2 years. I want my goddamn helicopter.
We're more inclusive now. We accept Puerto Ricans now, and we hate everybody in general.
There you go. Pelosi, Skeletor, once again, criticized Trump for placing a hold on funding for the World Health Organization, saying that that decision will be overturned. This is another case, as I've said, of the president's ineffective response that a weak person, a poor leader, takes no responsibility. Weak person blames others. This decision is dangerous, illegal, and will be swiftly challenged and overturned, she said Wednesday in a statement. Trump officially cut off America's funding for the World Health Organization on Tuesday, saying that the group had contributed to China's misinformation on the virus. And he is right. Because, here's the follow-up. The World Health Organization blocked doctors from urging countries to impose border controls to stop the spread. While the organization was demanding countries impose zero border controls. It was campaigning against the profiling of international travelers in order to prevent the stigmatization of Chinese people. You know, don't hurt their feelings.
I swear I said this 2 months ago. Political correctness is going to kill us.
Yeah, the World Health Organization told countries not to impose travel bans back at the end of January. Because you don't want discrimination, all this. In early February, the terrorist that runs it reiterated his statement, saying that would just increase fear and the stigma. And they did this right up to the end of February. But it's come out that... medical experts who were urging countries to impose border controls that worked with the World Health Organizations were silenced.
No.
I love how you just go into it. The terrorist that runs it.
Lol.
Well, one, I can't say his name. And two, he's a damn commie.
No, I can't say his fucking name either. I think it was Tedros, I think.
I don't know.
But Tedros kind of rhymes with terrorist, though, right?
Yeah. Yep. Sounds right. California tyrant Gavin Newsom announced on Wednesday plans to give cash payments to illegal immigrants living in the state. They're going to get $500 of your taxpayer money. Congratulations, California. Yeah. You've been broke for 20 years.
I was expecting that in full. I remember vividly when they broke out. Whole check news. Yeah, this is going to get text out the ass by everybody in every state.
Yeah.
It's just a formality at this point.
As severe storms that produced tornadoes tore through Boaz, Alabama, residents of nearby DeKalb County made their way to storm shelters. Only not all families were allowed inside. One Crossville family who would like to stay anonymous was denied entry because they didn't have enough face masks. The recommendation is not law. Each county and each city make their own decisions. Some shelters are not open at all. Others are requiring a mask. The family says the guy actually opened the door. He motioned, "Do you have a mask?" I held up my mask. I said, "I have one mask. I can put it on the child." He motioned no and shut the door. Left in the pouring down rain with a tornado over Boaz and coming their way, the family ran to the car. Luckily made it home with no injuries. Given the incoming tornado, EMA officials do not get to make those decisions. The municipality makes the rules themselves.
You ever hear of that guy who made that bulldozer?
Yes, I do.
With armor and shit all over it?
Oh, the lovely, lovely killdozer.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I would find the guy that would not let me in the storm shelter.
And beat the fuck out of him?
Yeah, let's say that. You can't see me winking at the microphone. An Australian couple was issued hefty fines this week for violating lockdown orders after they posted photos to Facebook that were taken at a vacation spot that was 2 hours from their home. Police showed up at their door and issued them over $3,300 in fines for the pictures. The only problem? Pictures were taken last year. Police in Victoria have reportedly dropped the fines against the family after public outcry.
Yeah,
so they're watching what you post online. They're watching what you say. Yep.
Yeah, Trigger Happy Police are the first people to stab you in the back.
I would hate to be a cop right now.
Yep.
Lord, I'd hate to be a cop right now.
All right. Former President Obama's Attorney General Eric Holder acknowledged that he sees the coronavirus as, quote, an opportunity to change the way U.S. votes forever, saying coronavirus gives us an opportunity to revamp our electoral system so that it permanently becomes more inclusive and becomes easier for the American people to have access. He went on to say that he supports shifting towards a system of mail-in ballots. This coming from the guy that ran Fast and Furious that gave drug cartels guns and let Border Patrol agents get killed.
Which is totally not going to end up in people cheating through the mail.
Right? Well, that goes into the next one to send in. The California Secretary of State confirmed that double voting by mail took place this year during Super Tuesday primary.
No.
Yeah. They just, even though it happened in Super Tuesday, it was just announced on the 7th of this month. He confirmed double voting by a number of registered voters on Super Tuesday in a news and a letter obtained by Breitbart. Election fraud? No.
It's almost like they're harvesting votes.
Yeah, that's why no other country has mail-in votes. You have absentee ballots, but that's different.
You know, you do realize that if Trump doesn't get elected and we go to this
war,
it will be.
Yes.
Oh, he will.
It will be absolute bad, bad, spicy time.
Well, what's the other choice? Joe Biden? Yeah, sure.
They're
going to go to this paperless ballot or whatever, or the mail-in shit, and they're going to cheat. Trump's not going to get elected, and then it's a big igloo time.
Yep. That's exactly what's going to happen. All right. Hey, you know how they're monitoring everything you do online, right?
Sure.
Well, Facebook will now soon let you know if you have shared or interacted with dangerous coronavirus misinformation on the site.
Oh, no. The latest inclusive breakdown will not be part of that list.
Yeah, fuck Facebook because they got rid of Mr. Neil, so fuck them anyway.
Did they?
Yeah, he got zucked for the truthful statement that Asians and Latinos are just as racist as any other group.
We are.
Yeah, well, they didn't like that, and he was immediately suspended 30. So.
Oh, hey, guess what? I'm not on there anymore. So.
No, you just have the messenger.
Just don't be on there.
In the latest in a string of aggressive efforts, the social media giant is taking to contain an outbreak of, quote, viral falsehoods. The new notice will be sent to users who have clicked on, reacted to, or commented on posts featuring what they say is harmful or false claims about COVID. After they have been removed by moderators, the alert, which will start appearing on Facebook in the coming weeks, is set up by guess who? The World Health Organization. Using coronavirus crisis as a pretext, Google today it will censor discussion of the 5G health effects. So, yeah. Google says it means to stifle conspiracy theory linking 5G to the pandemic.
Can I tell you a story?
Yay, story time with Vince.
When I was younger, I knew some people in a little group called a militia. And I might have gone to a couple of those meetings. The shit they talked about then, I thought, you know, all this is bullshit. Come on. It's happening.
Yep.
And it's frightening.
It is. That's what people have said, that we've said a lot on this show, that, you know, bad times are coming and stuff like that. because, it, like you said, we've seen this coming for quite a while. And it's just now coming true to actual fruition.
Yeah, we were
Not, it's not good.
What's that that Razor Fist always says? Fuck you, I was right.
Right. Fuck you, yeah. I was right. Yeah, boy, we need a drop board bad. We really do. That way I can have my yodeling up the mountain sounds.
Yeah.
All right. While touting a recent high-profile endorsements for Sleepy Joe Biden on Wednesday, MSNBC anchor Stephanie Ruhle argued that in order to counter the, quote, daily clown show of President Trump, the former vice president, this is her exact word, the former vice president should establish a shadow government and hold his own daily press conferences on the pandemic. They're not even hiding it anymore, guys. It's right there. He should do a shadow government.
I mean, they already have one.
Well, yes, but they're now just calling for it blatantly out in public, not even trying to hide the fact this country's broken.
I tell you what, there's going to be two people in this country here pretty soon. Either you agree with Trump and you understand that we all have rights set forth by the Constitution, or you're a Democrat.
Yeah.
And that scares me.
Yeah.
It's right or left.
Yeah, it is. At this point, yeah. It's a pretty clear-cut case of whose side are you on?
Yeah. Well, speaking of rights, McHenry, Illinois Health Department has refused to provide the names of all coronavirus patients to police. But on Friday, a judge ruled that they must do so. The state's attorney had sued the health department. Yeah, that's exactly right. They said they weren't going to do it because of HIPAA. And the judge said, no, you will give the police the names of everybody that is sick.
HIPAA?
Yeah. Privacy laws.
What the fuck is HIPAA?
Yeah. The World Health Organization wants to take away alcohol. They say drinking alcohol increases the risk of catching the COVID.
I swear to God, they take away my beer.
And the governments around the world should limit access during the lockdowns. It's associated with a number of communicable and non-communicable diseases. I am not good with words.
Did you see somebody did? They released a how much alcohol has been sold since we've been in lockdown, and it's 60 some percent of mixed drinks and shit. And it's been oh my god.
So World Health don't want you to drink because Trump came out this week with his suggested guidelines for a slow reopen of the country. This was based off of CDC recommendations that I sent Vince the day before it came out, the video, because it was leaked to, I believe, New York or Washington Post. Some of the things I noticed from it, it will establish the COVID-19 Corps, a workforce to strengthen public health services and communities and stop the spread. This workforce will provide surge support, state, local, tribal, and territorial health departments and build capacity public health response. A combination of CDC staff, state and local health departments. So another giant government like Homeland Security was after 9/11 is what you're telling me there. High-speed internet access for every family with students enrolled in K-12 public schools. This should worry you because this is an end around to get government control of the internet. If all kids must have the internet, then it would become a public utility. If it's a public utility, then it's under control of the government.
Yeah, the internet will become control of the government, and they can choose and pick what the hell they let on.
It's an end around. They said models indicate a 30-day shelter in place followed by a 180-day lifting of all mitigation would result in a large rebound curve. Some level of mitigation will be needed until vaccines or broad community immunity is achieved for recovering communities.
Or we can just give them ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, you know, whatever.
All communities should be ready to move between significant and moderate mitigation over time as community conditions improve or deteriorate. So you get a little bit of your freedom back, then the numbers go up, and then you're going to get locked back down even harder. And this is going to go back and forth. I have a bad feeling there is no more normal. We're not going back to a normal. It's going to be a new normal. And it's going to suck.
Yes.
Vince, this is the one you were talking about. Ever since governors started calling up National Guard units last month, the Pentagon has insisted that the soldiers remain firmly under the command of the governors that called them. And the Pentagon is not using the troops to plan for any federal secret missions or martial law. Well, Newsweek came out and proved that's a lie. In reality, a 10,000-soldier-strong National Guard unit has been deployed to the D.C. area with a secret assignment to enforce martial law in Washington, D.C. and help evacuate lawmakers and top government officials if things go spicy. In reality, the Joint Task Force already has 10,000 strong on the ground and is on alert 24/7. The plan to evacuate and the personnel to evacuate is already on the ground and in place. That's no bueno. That's not good. Oh, and now we got to go to Michigan. Oh, people again in Michigan. I love you people in Michigan, but
there's only one good part of Michigan. That's UP, baby. And that's practically Canada.
Well, yeah, it's Canada Light.
Pitter patter.
Canada Light. All right, Michigan tyrant Whitmer lashed out at the freedom protesters who surrounded the Capitol on Wednesday, telling reporters that the protesters were endangering people's lives. There were hundreds of people on the Capitol lawn and thousands more in their cars driving around, honking horns and blasting patriotic music, waving American flags. Whitmer denounced the protesters who were calling on her to rescind the restrictions she had put on place of the people. "We know that this demonstration is going to come at a cost to people's health," she told reporters.
Well, because some of this shit was retarded.
Yes. "We know that when people gather that way without masks, they were in close proximity. They were touching each other. That's how COVID-19 spreads." She went on to blame the protesters for further restrictions she may impose. So the irony is here that the protest that is they don't like being the stay-at-home order, they may have just created the need to lengthen it.
Crap.
So she's literally saying, "I'm going to extend it because you protested."
I don't like what you...
Yeah, how dare you peasants not kiss the ring?
Good luck.
All right. I think I'm going to move that percentage up to an 80-20 from a 70-30.
Yeah.
But then she also came out and said that abortion procedures are, quote, life-sustaining. Yes, allow that one to sink in. During the pandemic here, we stopped elective surgeries here in Michigan. Some people tried to say that that is a type of procedure is considered the same. That's ridiculous. Women's health care and abortion is life-sustaining and something the government should not be getting in the middle of.
All right. I'm going to say it. Just start it. Let's light it up, boys. That's the most batshit insane thing I've ever fucking heard.
I don't think she understands the words. Life-sustaining.
You can't buy goddamn seeds.
But you can go have an abortion.
You can be on a sailboat, but not a powerboat.
You can't buy a child car seat, but you can go have an abortion. Huh?
Oh!
Twitter will not be able to reveal surveillance requests it received from the U.S. government after a federal judge accepted the government's argument that it was likely to harm national security. This comes after a six-year-long legal battle. So don't think this is Trump, because this started under Obama.
Yep.
Actually, right after his second term. So.
Yep.
Bill Gates.
That's how he got a lot of shit done, to sue people and have the Supreme Court either unwittingly or genuinely pass shit that they don't even realize, oh, wait, we just amended this.
Yeah. Bill Gates gave an interview this week and while laughing, literally laughing, said the following. "Normalcy only returns when we have largely vaccinated the entire global population."
No, thank you.
Speaking of Gates, Kenya and Malawi test areas for vaccination card injected under the skin. American engineers have developed subcutaneous labeling and vaccination encapsulated in nanoparticles. Engineers from MIT have invented injectable nanoparticles under the skin that emit fluorescent light invisible to the naked eye, but visible by a smartphone app, which could be used to confirm the person has been vaccinated. This was funded, you guessed it, by the Gates Foundation. They're called Quantum Dots, apparently. This new Quantum Dot technology is patented by Microsoft. Would you like to know the patent number?
060606.
Yes, it is. WO/2020/060606.
Yeah, not going to have that happen.
All right. Spain. Spanish government is just off. Jesus Christ on crutch. Has just authorized the military to prepare planes for aerial spraying of disinfectants across major metropolitan areas. News was first published in, I can't pronounce that, the country's official gazette on Friday, authorizes the nuclear, biological, and chemical units of the armed forces to use biocides authorized by the Ministry of Health in disinfection efforts. They're going to start spraying the population. What the hell is going on? The order continues to say aerial disinfection missions will be conducted, quote, regularly. Wow. That's holy crap. All right. How about some not so,
something's going on that they're not telling us?
Yes, it is. There has to be. All right, let's get to some more lighthearted stuff here. After nearly a century, Land O'Lakes is removing the Indian Maiden from its butter packaging. Even she lost her job in the coronavirus. To celebrate the company's 100th anniversary next year, Mia the Indian Maiden will be removed from packaging in a redesign to focus on celebrating farmers. The Taney Town Police Department.
I got nothing, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Taney Town Police Department in Northern Maryland. Vince, this might be just for you. Posted a reminder for its nearly 7,000 residents. One that you think would go without saying. Please remember to put your pants on before leaving the house to check your mailbox. You know who you are. This is your final warning.
You do it once, man.
Yeah. How dare you? If I want to flop to the mailbox, I'm going to flop to the mailbox.
Hell yeah. Rock out with my cock out, man.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last story.
Thank God.
Government coronavirus expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, the king, kiss the crown here, says that heart-sick isolationists can hook up with asymptomatic Tinder matches in real life, but like love, it involves risk. Fauci was asked if you're on a dating app like Tinder and you match with someone that you are attracted to. It's fine. Maybe it's fine if the stranger comes over. What do you say to that person? He says, you know, that's tough.
Who asked this question?
It was on some interview. I forget where it was. Because that's what's called relative risk. If you want to go a little bit more intimate, well, that's your choice regarding a risk. At least we now have permission from the crown to have relations.
So those were the questions we were asked.
Yes.
Those are the questions that were asked.
Yeah, not actual.
Not, hey, there's another drug that treats scabies called ivermectin that's killing it in vitro 99% of the time and killing the RNA of the virus. Why aren't we using that?
Yeah. No, not that.
It's, not that fucking question.
No, it's, hey, if you want to get together with somebody from Tinder.
Yeah, if I want to be on Grindr.
Instantly go to Grindr? What are you trying to tell us here, sir?
I'm just saying. Hypothetically.
Okay.
Really? That's where we go?
Yeah.
It's like a mix of 1984 and Brave New World.
Yes, it really is. It's mixed in with Monty Python because it's so goddamn bizarre. It's just, what? I don't get it. Spain is going to spray their people. Michigan's going to have riots.
Michigan's going to be the first fucking
state to go, I think, yeah. You got Dr. Fraud here that says you can hook up with your Tinder dates.
A fucking media that is biased and a bunch of goddamn commies.
And numbers that are being misreported.
Seriously, Trump is the only one, and I hate to be this way and be his little fucking cheerleader, but he's the only one actually up there saying this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say that. People fuck you, I'm the president.
People cheering on people getting arrested for having a virus or not telling shit.
What was the thing? Because that came out. The New York just put up a texting number that you're supposed to take pictures of people and send it to this text if they're not social distancing or if they're having parties and shit.
If they're not complying with the stupid laws, then you have to report them. And this is like Bill de Blasio, like, hey, look, we got a number. We have to like report these people to your local authorities.
Hey, bibbidi bobbidi, turn them in.
By the way, Bill de Blasio is not his real name.
What's his real name? Is this Michael Lewitz or something Berg?
Wilhelm Jr.?
Oh, God.
Yeah, Bill de Blasio's real name is Warren Wilhelm Jr.
Oh, that's nice.
He actually supported the Sandinistas in Nicaragua, you know, the communists. Yeah.
Led.
Yes. He's a commie. He's a Marxist commie.
You know, I said this a couple weeks ago. I can't remember whether I said it to you in on the show or on a text, but
we say a lot of things off the show.
I got a feeling that lead poisoning is going to kill more people than COVID-19 here.
I think that's very close, and it may start that outbreak in Michigan. I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to, man. I know it's going to be bad, but something is going on. I think, yes, the virus is real. Yes, it's killing people.
It's either,
but man, something bigger is going on.
Either the virus is worse than what they're telling us, that they just don't know, or they're using it as a, oh, hey, we got this this crisis. Oh, shit. Hey, let's go do this now. Because we can.
Like a misdirection smokescreen.
Yeah.
That's, man, I don't know.
That sounds more likely than anything. Because people, there's a bunch of people with the antibodies. They just got over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, really? It, just like anything made in China, you know, it fell apart. So I think that's what they're doing. They see it as a power grab. Oh, look what we can do.
Yeah. And now you see all these little tyrant governors and mayors and...
To say that abortion, you can have an abortion, but you can't go buy seeds.
Gardening supplies.
That.
You can't go buy a car seat.
They're using the advantage of having states' rights to pass all their bullshit.
That is, that's really what it comes down to.
They're
using the
panic from the media.
Yeah. To institute some sort of communist.
Power grab.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly it. It ends badly.
That bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bullshit. Just straight. That's all it is. Just bullshit. So.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's it for this week, folks. That's all I have.
That's it, Vince, for this week.
Do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Juan, you got anything?
Good night, folks.
Thanks for playing. All right, can't take the high road, get the high ground. Please, everybody, just be safe and be smart. And hopefully, if God forbid something happens, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.